Hey guys.
Hi queens.
Happy Cyber Monday.
Hope you guys had a beautiful Thanksgiving.
Yeah, hope you guys had a good weekend, holiday weekend, got to eat some yummy food, spend time with family, friends, loved ones, your pets, just anyone. Yes. I feel like for me, 2025 is just going to be a year of gratitude, and I just want that to be my word. Mm-hmm. So I need to write that down so I don't forget. But obviously Thanksgiving is such a great reminder for that. But just having gratitude throughout life and everything. So yeah, it was a good weekend. How did your Thanksgiving go?
It was great. I feel like it ended up being smaller than I thought it was going to be. So that was good. It felt intimate, and we're like getting the hang of hosting, because I feel like there's just so many things that we don't have that I would never think of that like our parents have to bring over, which is fine. But like, I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot that goes into hosting that like you don't really think of. But yeah, we're getting the hang of it, and it's fun. We need to do a lot of stuff in our house, but it was good. Had turkey for the first time.
Oh my gosh.
I liked it. I feel like there's like slimy.
There's dark meat and white meat.
I feel like it's a lot slimier than chicken, and I was not expecting that. But like maybe I definitely don't like the dark parts.
That's the slimy part.
Yeah, I don't like that. I like the white part, but it's also really, I don't know, maybe it's just how it's cooked, but it can be very dry, I feel like, compared to chicken.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was interesting, but it was good, and I'm glad I had it. So that was great. That was a highlight. My first turkey in 10 freaking years at Thanksgiving. How was yours?
Good. We did ham, and it was so yummy. We got our ham from Sprouts, and the glaze that it comes with is just my favorite, and everyone loved it. Andrew's parents came over, and then my mom and sister came over, and then my friend Jordan came over, and it was just so fun. We just like cooked all the food. Love all the sides. Like, we do corn, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, stuffing, bread rolls, like the Hawaiian rolls from the store. It was just all so yummy. It's like my favorite. And then we have like ham left over for days. So we've basically been eating ham the past 3 days for every meal, but it's just so yummy and I love it so much. So it was really good. And then we played the game Codenames after.
So fun.
And it was so fun because his parents are super into games. So we usually either play Codenames, Settlers of Catan, or poker. So it was really fun and pretty like low key, easy, like nothing crazy. And like same, I feel like every time we host, we get more supplies basically, or like know what we need for the next time. Like for me, I like to have paper. We didn't even use like paper plates, like the nice plasticky plates, but just like having enough plates or having enough utensils.
Yeah, like, we did not have enough wine glasses. I had to like run over to BevMo on Thanksgiving at like 4 p.m. because I was like, oh, we don't even have enough.
So over time it's like accumulating everything you need to host, like kind of like the same number of people. So but that was fun and chill and just like a nice relaxing day. And then I feel like the rest of the weekend, I just felt like it was Sunday the whole time. So Saturday, I thought it was Sunday. And then like Sunday, I thought it was Monday.
I was but so it was Sunday, thrown off.
So it was so great.
Yeah.
But yeah, so good, chill, wholesome weekend. And then what about Black Friday? Did you guys do anything? Did you go shopping in the madness, online shopping? Did you buy anything?
Yeah, I feel like I honestly need to go check on the sale still. I feel like I don't know why I sit on my carts for so long. I don't know why I do that. But I need to go check out on a lot of them. Mainly, I did a lot of like restocking the really nice products that I don't want to buy like full price. Yeah. So I literally bought 6 of my Tanlux tanners. They're 50% off.
Why 6? Do I need 6? I bought one because I already have a bottle.
It lasts me until next Black Friday. That's why. I'm also doing it. I'm kind of like borderlining addicted. So I need to I do it once like every week.
How many bottles do you go through? Okay. I feel like you tan way more consistently than I do.
I just love that one layer of tan. It just gets me through the week in a better mood. I swear to God. I pray to the Lord that it's like clean. Like, please. Like, this is the one thing I need to be clean. Or at least not like super harmful, because like this is like the one bad thing. Not bad. Yeah. I hope it's not bad. But I freaking love that tanner. Seriously. I buy enough for it to last me until the next Black Friday every single year. So I usually buy 5. This time I bought 6 because I'm like, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have one full one. So I bought another one because I remember you said this last year. So I was like, okay, gotta get it. And so now I have 2, but now I'm questioning
myself. It's just nice. Like if you tan a lot, like I never have to buy it. Like I always have restocks in my little cabinet.
Yeah.
And something Josh has taught me is to just like when something's on sale like that, like you literally should just stock up. If you love it, 50%
off is so good.
It's so good. Yeah.
And that doesn't happen the rest of the year at all. So it's not like a scam sale where it's like 20% off and like brands do that all year long. Like it's
the most I've seen it outside of Black Friday is 30%. So that's like my justification. I'm like, I might as well. Like I literally love this tanner so much.
Love that.
So yeah, I got that. I did my like Elemis Tula Caudalie restocks every single year. Got my more Kerastase. Like my hair masks from them. Love that. I need to check out on my hourglass primer. I really hope that's still in stock. And then I got like some random, I got Baze luggage. We both said that. I got I'm committing to it. I think after this, I hope that they're still on sale and I'm just going to get the medium one. Cause I did buy the carry on. I have the large one and now I think I just want to get the medium one. What else did I buy? I got more Bowen tee and CSB sets because those are my favorite for Pilates and like working out. Heaven Mayhem was 40% off. Like that was really good.
Did you buy any?
I'm still sitting on that one. It's in my car. Okay. She is in my car.
Same.
And then I have so many cards still open. I'm like, okay, the last thing in my car is like, I can't tell, but I saw a girl, she posted Rag and Bone sweatpants jeans and they looked literally like she was wearing jeans. I was shook. They were sweatpants. They're $200, but I think they're 30% off for Black Friday and I'm like really debating on it. So that's also still sitting in my cart, but
okay.
I think that's everything. Oh, also I randomly got like the cute MEJ brushes just because I always see that in girls' bathrooms and I love the aesthetic of them. So I got like those brushes. And I think that's it, honestly. I think that's everything.
Okay.
What about you? Cute. I love seeing what people buy.
Same. I did the Baze carry-on luggage because I have the medium and the large set that I take with me everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just talking and it's time to just get rid of the dinky little black ones that we got on a trip like so long ago. Like honestly got so much use out of them. And I'm so excited to complete my set because I genuinely do love Baze. Like I feel like I've tried so many. I've tried like the TJ Maxx ones. I've tried CalPak. I've tried Away. Like I've tried so many. And like these base ones have been like they've been through it truly.
Mm-hmm.
And like they're still good. They're still going. They're smooth. Like they're just so comfortable to travel with. I don't know what Shea Mitchell did to these luggage, but I love them so much. So I got the carry-on one and then I got some pans from our place, because the ones that I have, I don't know if mine's defected or if I messed it up and like accidentally scratched it with like a mixing tool or something, but mine are not nonstick. Like everything sticks to it. It like burns to it. Like they are just completely ruined. And then I heard like once that happens, then the coating is ruined. And then that's when like chemicals start like cooking into your food basically once that like coating is ruined. So I just need to get rid of these ones that, and I like even tried to reach out to them too. And they were like, oh, soak it in this, do this to get it to come off. And just like nothing did it. So I don't know if it was me or the pan. And no, I really do like the pans. That's happened
to both of my Our Place pans. And I think I'm done buying from them because I like don't get it. It's happened to two. Okay. And we gifted one to Jess and it happened to hers too. So like, I don't
know. So I gifted them to literally everyone last year, to Andrew's parents, Andrew's sister, my sister and my mom. And none of their pans have issues.
Oh, really?
So okay. I'm just That's confused. Interesting. So I want to give it another shot. So they had a really good sale. So I ordered just the regular one and they actually have a titanium one now, I think is what it is. But it's silver, like the titanium ones. Yeah. And then it has gold accents. So like the lid topper and the handle are gold. So I was like, okay, this is like second chance. I'm gonna try it out. If these ones don't work, we're moving on. But I just want to see because I'm so curious. So they had a good sale. I did stock up on my Makeup Forever lip liners. I got another Anywhere Caffeine. And I think I got Endless Cacao. I think that's like the brown one I want to try. But I definitely wanted to stock up on Anywhere Caffeine because that one's like my ride or die favorite go-to. And then, yeah, like I said earlier, I did buy one bottle of the Tan Luxe. Now I'm thinking I need more.
I don't know. I bought six.
Oh, gosh. I know. I was like, shoot. Okay.
I really do tan. I feel like I use it a lot, though. So that's why.
Yeah, you do. You do. Okay. And then I got a Lola blanket for Wrangler for Christmas because he loves ours. And he like sits on them all the time. And so I want to get him one for inside his crate when he's sleeping. Cause the one he has now just doesn't even seem plush compared to the Lola blankets. And they have like a baby/pet sized one. So I got him that one and they were 55% off, which is really good.
Oh, wow.
So I thought that was so a good purchase. And then did some shopping at Aloe. I got my mom leggings for her birthday. We went shopping together. So they were Aloe's like 30% off, which is so good. So I got her a couple pair of leggings for her birthday and a bra. And then Andrew for Christmas, I always get his Christmas present there. And I got him, what did I get him? Oh, it's kind of like a thicker, almost thermal long sleeve tee and a golf half zip top jacket thing.
Good idea, so
that was good. And then and then the last thing, I got this set from Lioness that I've just been eyeing and they did 40% off their store, so I was like, okay, now's the time to do
I feel like
their stuff is pretty affordable and it's like so cute, like all their stuff is really cute. So it was 40% off the good price. So I was like, okay, done. So I feel like that's mainly everything. And then I do have a couple carts open for sure that I keep checking. Meshki, I keep checking, but not everything is on sale. So I don't know. I'm just undecided. And then there's another website. Oh, I think it's called Naked Wardrobe. They're not having website sales. It's like, I hate when brands do like specific items. Okay. Yeah. I hate these things. I hate if they do like specific items, like, oh, all of our basics are like 50% off. And I'm like, okay, but that's not what I was shopping for. And then I hate when brands like Revolve, for example, do, oh, up to 90% off. Like, I don't have time to sit there and scroll and dig. Like, I just need a website
the 90% off, 40% off, like
50% off. Like,
yeah,
just give me a solid discount for the entire website so that I can go get the things I need,
yes,
check out, and be done. So I'm like holding out to see if anything changes tomorrow or Monday today for,
because I feel like the Cyber Monday, is it usually better or worse, you think? I can't remember.
It just depends, because previous years when Black Friday was like huge hype and people were actually lining up at the malls and Best Buy and Walmart and Target, like it just would depend. The website sales were better on Monday because people were still going in stores. But like now this year, stores have been running sales for the entire week. So it's like now Monday's kind of the cop out where they're like, oh, free shipping because it's cyber. And you're like,
yeah,
that doesn't really do it. Or like it's like less of a discount or like the same, yeah, but it's not. I don't think it's better. Like I think Friday they've had like their, yeah, good sales.
And they're usually like Friday, it's like all the way through Monday, I guess.
Yeah.
Sometimes Tuesday.
Yeah, so I feel like I did a good job. I'm debating on some coats, but I'm like, I don't know if I need them.
Mm-hmm.
A Ducey London, the coat where that suede jacket is that I finally got,
yeah,
in the correct size. Ducey London's doing 25% off, so I feel like that's really good if you want to invest in,
ooh, yeah,
some good quality coats. Their stuff is expensive. I feel like their prices have gone up over the years. So 25% off is really good.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So, oh, and then I was thinking about Heaven Mayhem, some of the like red/burgundy color earrings, just to have like one pair. Ooh, that that's like cute, a pop. Mm-hmm. But I just haven't pulled the trigger. Because yeah, it's just like same, all these purchases are adding up. Do I need,
I know, same,
a pair of earrings? Like, not really, but I don't know. So, but yeah, so love that's that, that's the damage so far, but Monday's not over, and sometimes brands extend the sales to Tuesday. So,
and then we'll, it just really gets you because you know that's like the last day.
It's like last chance.
Yeah. It's like smart, I feel like, for brands to do that, because like I've been sitting on it, and if I just had it until Tuesday, I had one that the sale already ended, and I'm like, if you gave me one more day, I swear I would have done it.
Like you're like, I promise, if you give, yes, me one more chance, I'll purchase. Love that. Okay, well, with all that shopping, what is your influence of the week this week?
My influence of the week, I feel like I've just been so excited and hopeful to go somewhere where the weather is actually freezing or like cold. And we are going this week to New York together, and I'm so, so excited. So I feel like I've been having a lot of fun just like putting together some actual warm winter outfits, because I feel like we try to shoot winter outfits here and it's like we first of all get the funniest look, second of all we're sweating, and
yeah, it's like it not looks, the vibe and the it's not, inspiration just like isn't there,
it doesn't hit. So no, I'm like super excited because I feel like this was kind of like, this was not planned for a while, so it kind of just like popped up, so that was so exciting. Yeah. Because I, yeah, get to wear, I feel some like I checked the outfits, weather, it's cold,
like in the 30s, I think.
Yeah, it's like in the 30s.
Yeah,
yeah, so
but it'll be interesting lugging all the coats there. I think I'm unfortunately gonna have to bring some suitcases to bring,
yeah,
coats,
I have not like figured that out yet, so we'll see. But
yeah,
yeah, it is hard packing for a winter trip, but I'm so excited. So that, yeah, is my influence. What about you?
Love that. Okay, my influence is I feel like I'm just loving, and I've been so drawn to cinched waist blazers. I feel like they look so chic, mm-hmm, and elevated, and I feel like I own so many blazers already. Like, just so many. I love like big boxy blazers, so like big shoulder pads, big square shape, just that oversized look. So I feel like I don't need any more of those, and I feel like the cinched waist blazers are really trending right now, and I feel like they're just so cute, mm-hmm, because they're still making them kind of boxy with the big shoulder pads, but then they go in at the waist and they kind of like pop back out, and I feel like it's just such a pretty silhouette. So I feel like one brand that I love that's been doing that is Helsa on Revolve.
Yes.
She has a couple and they are just, yeah, they're super good. And I feel like whenever I see someone wearing them on my Explore feed or anything, I'm just like, oh, I just love it. I just feel like it hits so well. So I feel like I've just been really drawn to the cinched waist blazers these days. So yeah, that is my influence this week. So yay.
Love that.
Okay. Well, 20 minutes later, we can dive into this week's episode. We're so excited. We're just going to talk about holiday content ideas and holiday strategy since it's literally December. My mind is blown. I cannot believe it. I feel like November flew by so fast, and I feel like October flew by even faster. Mm-hmm. So 'tis the holiday season, and I feel like we all know it's like such a good time for content creators, and there's a lot of opportunity, and we're just going to kind of go into all of it. And because I feel like it's good to remember it's not too late. Mm-hmm. Like it is still not too late to get on things. So we will dive in, starting with content ideas. So I feel like the first thing is, I feel like reels are starting to really pop off seasonally. So I feel like when it was like Halloween, like all the pumpkin reels were doing well. And then November, all like kind of Thanksgiving is doing well, because I feel like people really save reels. So I feel like that's one of the important things to remember, is just asking yourself, is this a savable piece of content? And like, what value am I giving my audience with this? And then especially like, is it relevant to the time of year right now? I feel like sometimes I personally forget to do that, because I just like, sometimes I feel like I'm so routine in what I post with reels that I get kind of comfy and I like that style, but I don't take that one step further and be like, okay, like how can I turn this into like a related holiday situation? So I need to remember to do that for myself.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like while staying true to your content, because I feel like it's like, yeah, if that's your brand, then that's your brand.
Well, like, for example, I recently posted a reel and I was just like, oh, OOTD, whatever. And then I was like, oh, wait, like, a second.
You could say like,
I could say holiday. Like, okay, casual chic, like outfit to wear during the holidays. Like you could wear this to Thanksgiving. You could wear this to a family gathering. Like just thinking of things like that, or like putting more text on the screen. Cause I can't tell. I know on TikTok for me, text on the screen does better, but I can't tell for reels.
I feel like for me, it does way better. I mean, I just feel like it gives more context.
Right, right. And like if someone doesn't read your caption, they see the text on the screen and they like know.
Because also you're kind of like suggesting something to them, like what you just said about like the OOTD. I feel like they're just going to register that like, oh yeah, OOTD. But then if you're like, to wear to Thanksgiving or like to wear to the holidays, people
right,
will be like,
right.
Oh, I could like save this and wear that. Like when I'm like looking at what to wear in a month from now, I'm going to come back to this. Like, you know.
Exactly. So I was kind of upset that I messed that one up. I don't want to delete and repost it. So I was like, okay, learning lesson, moving on, moving forward.
Yes.
Like tailoring the content to the holidays, because that's what's savable. Yeah. And like, obviously that's what we want in your content, is things that are going to be saved. Cause I think Instagram has pretty much said that's the most important. Saves and sends is like the important metric.
Apparently so, shares. I think like they said recently shares now is like on top, which is just so funny. Cause it like once upon a time it was comments like 3 years ago and then it moved to likes or something. No, I think likes, and then it was comments. Then it was saves. Now it's shares apparently.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I feel like seasonal reels just do so well. So I feel like that's such a good time to plan and grow potentially your account by just like doing a really good job planning ahead for these things. I have like a saved folder of like, literally it's called Reels Text. And if I see someone with like, I'm saving it into this folder if I just like the text. Like it could be like the most random reel, but like
the font?
No, like what they said on it. Like if it was funny, or if like it was like, oh, I have an idea for this specific thing that she said, but rephrasing it into something else. Like for that, because then you can use it like for more seasons or like other I don't know. So yeah, I forget where I was going with that, but
that makes sense. I feel like we both just literally lost our
train. I know. I think I was going somewhere with that, but I don't remember where it was.
You have a save folder, text on the screen, text on Reels, do better. Yeah, for me right now, I feel like I get into this anxiety paralysis due to excitement. Do you ever get anxiety because you're excited?
Like, yes. Yeah.
Okay, so like I get this anxiety because I'm like, I still like fall. I still want to post fall content, but like I feel like once December 1st hits, it's like hard winter. Totally like winter, hard left turn. It is winter now on social media basically. So it's like fall is basically over. So now it's like you have to post winter content to be savable because now people are going to start saving that content. So I'm like, wait a second, I still have fall, but also I'm so excited for winter and like winter coats and outfits, and like I need to pull all my stuff out and start styling that too, but then it's just overwhelming.
That's what you mean. Yes, I totally know what you mean.
That's where I am currently at right now in this moment, because I'm like, I want to post all the fun holiday stuff and like outfits, but I need to like in my brain move on from fall. Like, it's fine. Move on fall. Like I might just like, if I have leftover content, I'll sprinkle it in, but like need to like hard pivot to winter.
Yeah. But I feel like you could like post the fall content, but just change it to say winter, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. And I still need to process that in my head because I forget. Yeah. And I'm like in my routine of like my fall OOT.
It's just funny because like I swear every single year we move up the change of seasons by a month.
Earlier. A full and earlier. Month. Literally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So some ideas for your guys' holiday inspired videos, things that are performing well right now, or just things that we have noticed on social media, are the Pinterest-y aesthetic reels. I feel like if you're an aesthetic girly, this is perfect. Creating the Pinterest inspired videos. And then another thing that's doing really well is sharing holiday activities that others can do or just save for later, especially in your town, if your town is doing something like festive, or they do like Christmas tree lightings, ice skating rinks pop up, trying to think what else, Christmas tree farms, neighborhood, like whatever. Like I think reels that do like that kind of information, people save. Okay, and then another idea too that kind of goes along with that is just sharing how you decorate your home. I have been loving those kind of videos this year, especially because I feel like this is the first year that I've really been able to decorate and express my style and creativity in my own home. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I'm always saving videos on that, or just any designs that I like, I'll save it to my home folder so that I can get ideas like how to decorate the fireplace mantle, like how to decorate the stairs, how to, especially Christmas trees. Or I feel like right now the biggest one that I keep getting served is how to make those big bows. Like there are so
on the tree
many different just like the big
hue. I have not seen.
Oh my gosh, I think I've
yet.
Saved like five different videos on like different ways to make these bows. Like people are using like big pillows and then you just tie them really tight in the middle to create the bow look. And then you buy fabric and you can just glue the fabric together with fabric glue. And then you just tie like basically the tail part on. And then you have a big bow. So you could do like a pillow in it. You could do bubble wrap. You could do like not anything in it and have it more kind of loose. But I feel like it's like very much TikTok content, but I'm getting it on my Instagram and it's the aesthetic version, which makes me happy. So I've been saving videos like that. But I feel like just decorating in general, especially for Christmas, I love seeing what people are doing. I love everything, like all the ideas. Like, are you going all out on your tree? Are you keeping a minimal tree? Are you doing tinsel? Yeah. Are you doing bows? Like anything.
It's so cute. And I don't know. I feel like that kind of content is so big right now. Like everyone is just so curious how people are doing. It's doing really well this year, I feel like.
Yeah. I love it too. But I feel like I posted a Christmas tree video, but it didn't do well. But that's okay.
Maybe our audience is just like.
No, I know.
They know what to expect from you.
I need to train them to start liking home content, because I do want to post more home content.
Yeah, your home is so cute.
Attract new audience who likes home content, mm-hmm. and fashion. I don't know. It's so hard to balance and figure that out. But yeah, decorating your home, or just even tablescapes for just dinner parties, Thanksgiving, Christmas dinners. Oh my gosh,
I used so many of those for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, all of that. I feel like I didn't really go crazy on Thanksgiving because I just feel like Andrew's parents are, they're like very simple people. Like they don't, like I feel like if I went all out, they would be like, why is all of this on the table? Like I can't see across and like see you, you know what I mean? Because there's like would be so much. Yeah. So I definitely want to do a big one for Christmas. I'll probably just do one for my birthday for fun. I don't know. But definitely in my hosting home decor era. So I'm just really excited about all the things and kind of like starting to like have my own collection of things at home. So anytime I host, I'm like, oh, let me just go pull out my stash of wine glasses that's in the garage. Like,
yeah.
So, yeah. And then obviously the one that relates to us the most would just be like holiday outfits, holiday hair, makeup ideas. I definitely want to start doing holiday outfits, so I need to remember that. Because I've been seeing people do that, like, and I'm like, oh, so cute. Which also reminds me, there's this mesh key dress that I really, really want, so I need to go back to that cart.
And yeah.
Take it out. But yeah, and I feel like obviously you do your hair. Videos that I think do really well, and people save them for inspo too. So I feel like there's so many ideas and things to do right now, which also gives me content paralysis because then I get overwhelmed with everything that I want to do.
Yeah.
Like if I'm getting ready for the day, I'm like, I need to film my makeup because I want to like post this, but then it's like, you want to film all the outfits. I don't know. It's a whole thing.
No, I've learned that like I can seriously only do like a few videos a day, even when I don't know. I feel the same. Like I have content paralysis for winter and the holidays, but take it slow because I feel like I get burnt out really easily if I try to push it all into one day.
Yeah. I just would love to know. I'm
definitely trying to do that.
How long does winter go till? Like, are we talking February? Like,
do I feel like February?
Because I'm like, I want to get the holiday stuff out and then like winter. I don't know, because I have so many coats that I want to wear and style, but I also want to focus on holiday content. So it's like, where's the balance?
I know. I feel like, like figuring that out in some sort of content plan or calendar or whatever. But yeah, I'm pretty torn on trying to mix in like lifestyle-y, wintery home vibes, or like lifestyle vlog content, like ASMR vibes mixed with like hair.
It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and drives you towards your goals. Let your ideas flow with AI tools that guide you, but give you full control and flexibility. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. Get everything you need to turn your part-time passion into a full-time business. Go to Wix.com.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
And then outfits, but then like I don't want to do too much at once because then it's like, I don't know, it's a balance, but there's so much content out there. I feel like my favorite is like those little Pinteresty aesthetic reels. Also, I love what people are doing for like their homes and baking and hosting. There is this girl on TikTok. I need to send you her after we finish because my jaw was on the freaking floor at her Christmas party. She like bakes everything and she makes like ravioli into Christmas trees. And then she did this like cheese with, she did like a cheese Christmas tree with, and the Christmas tree part was the olives around it. And I'm like, this is such a good idea. Cute. So I feel like my saved folders are just bursting at the seams. Yeah. Like I have so much of my saved folders. This is such a good time, I feel like, to go viral. I feel like I've seen so many small accounts go so viral. Like those are the videos I'm saving, and then I'll go back to their profile. They have like 5K mm-hmm. and like they just had this like 5 million reels. So definitely take advantage of this time, do some planning, do some strategy, because I feel like there's a lot of opportunity this time of year.
Yeah, definitely agree. Okay, so the next thing is for YouTube. I feel like YouTube, you can always repurpose your reels or your TikToks onto YouTube Shorts, because I feel like there's mm-hmm. definitely an audience there too, and it doesn't hurt to also put it there as well. Because I feel like YouTube is coming back. Like,
yeah, people are saying it's coming back. Like, they're theorizing people are coming back to YouTube.
Which I love.
So we'll see. I feel like they have been saying that for a little bit, but I saw a video of this girl. She literally made a whole video on how she feels that YouTube is on the rise again, and it's going to be the comeback of like the Emma Chamberlains of the world or something. So we'll see. I'm very curious to see if that happens.
Honestly, love that.
But I think it could.
Because I feel like it's so mm-hmm. interesting to see all these platforms like circling back. So
yeah,
I would be excited for that. But yeah, I feel like it's a good place to just grow your account, because I feel like YouTube is also very good for SEO. And if you like long form mm-hmm. video content creating and or consuming, obviously YouTube is the best place for that. And then you can really like go in depth. Like for me, I usually post, I haven't in a while, I need to post all my travel vlogs. Those are ready to go. They just need to be posted. But I usually post vlogs and try-on hauls. And I feel like try-on hauls always do so well. And my Abercrombie ones always do the best, because I think people are really searching to see how things actually fit on someone versus just like a website or shopping online. Like when you can actually see it on a body, even if it's not exactly your body, you can kind of like tell how it would look on you or how it would fit you based on the person that you're watching. So I feel like those mm-hmm. do really well. And I love watching videos of like gift guides, and like I love like when people talk about gifts. Like I love to hear what people are gifting. I love to hear what people are receiving as gifts. Like I miss mm-hmm. the what I got for Christmas videos. Like I feel like people stopped those. Know. But I
people like, did. I'm sure people were getting like all the haters were out and about lurking. They were searching Christmas hauls literally and then commenting on those videos.
Yes.
But yeah, those were classic staple of YouTube holiday vibes.
Like I love those. Like Olivia Jade did them, right?
She's like, that's like her, what she's known for.
I was like, I just people need to make sure I'm not crazy. Hers. But I would watch those ones. Like,
yeah. She was getting Gucci at age like 15, I want to say. Maybe 13. Dang. I feel like she was 13 getting Gucci purses when no one even knew, like, no one like had like designer bags. So I feel like people were like so intrigued by her.
Yeah, yeah, I just love to see, because I feel like people get so creative, or there's so many gift ideas or options these days that it's just like, I don't know. I love it all. I love to consume that. So I feel like that's just a good way to just on all platforms, but especially YouTube, is just like making sure your descriptions are optimized for SEO so you can increase your views and traffic to your videos and your account. And I feel like honestly, that relates to all platforms. It's just sometimes I forget, or I just get so like, I don't want to think about a caption right now. So I don't, but then I'm like, wait a second, I should mm-hmm. actually use some keywords in here. So yeah, like that's just a good reminder to make sure you're using descriptive words, and then making sure you're putting it in the caption, not the comments, because the comments don't count for SEO. So just remember that.
Yeah.
Keep it in the caption. So yeah. And then obviously as well, I feel like everyone knows series are doing well on platforms too. So starting a little series or anything you're interested, styling videos, whatever. I feel like that's another good idea for content strategy, especially with the holidays and so many topics to talk about. That's just another way to keep people coming back for more and just knowing what to expect from you, basically.
But yes, I am not on YouTube because I just know myself. I will literally burn out if I'm trying to do all three. So I'm not on there, but I truly, huge props to the girlies who are, and like you doing your vlogs, the dedication, love that. Love to consume it.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like it's a lot, but honestly, sometimes I feel like YouTube I'm the least consistent on. Like I'll be so consistent for like 2 months and then I will disappear for like 3 months. Like, I don't know. It's like so hard to be consistent there, but then I also have my assistant help me repost my content over there. So like my shorts are being posted. So I guess that counts for something.
Like, side note, like, what's the engagement like on shorts?
It's honestly so hit or miss.
I've never watched a short.
I don't either, but there's an audience. Like, it's very hit or miss. Like, some will do really well, and then some will do, like, average. But, like,
is really well, like, in the 100,000s?
Sometimes.
Or, like,
occasionally.
So interesting.
And, like, sometimes, like, 20-30k views. I don't know. I don't have a huge audience on YouTube. So like anything over like 20k for me, I feel like is good.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that is like a really awesome way to just drive people to your channel.
Yeah. Too. I feel like it's just like the way I see it as it's potential to drive to like YouTube or like Instagram. If someone like likes my style or my outfits, maybe they'll be like, oh, I want to go to Instagram and follow her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of what I use it for. It's definitely not a main platform or anything. So, yeah. And then another platform you guys can use if you're into writing is blog posts. It's just, again, another way to increase traffic and keep people kind of in your corner of the internet. I feel like I definitely still see bloggers who like are very heavily focused into LTK, like still posting blog posts. I definitely don't click into them all the time, but I do love a little blog post read or a scroll.
Like a cute aesthetic setup blog post. Yeah, I love seeing how people, I love seeing like the personality in the blog post or like the blog itself.
I love blog posts. Like I think I feel like you can just tell like people put a lot of time into them and it's very personal. And again, like when you have a blog, that's the domain that you own, like your platform. So it's like you can really express your creativity there and like that's what you own. And then it's a good place to put gift guides or sales, anything like that. So I feel like blogs are really good for SEO too and affiliate links. Like if someone's searching on Google, like for literally anything, like blog posts can pop up too. So I feel like that's another just good opportunity. Like maybe if you're not a super video person, maybe you're more into writing, like you like Twitter and you like threads, like blog posts could be for you. You know, like there's so many different platforms and ways to express your creativity. So it's just like you have to find what's best for you and what you can maintain and what excites you. I think that's the important thing, is like what platforms excite you and do those. But I know some girls who do really well on their blog and they have like a huge newsletter email list, and I feel like brands pay for that and like will pay to be on some people's newsletters. So if like that's your avenue, then you can totally be making money there too. So
Yeah, I feel like it's just a really cute personal touch to your overall brand. Like it just rounds it all out.
Definitely.
If you have the time.
Definitely. Yeah. it's hard to obviously be consistent there too, but it's just like fun to have your own little aesthetic spot. It is on the
cute
internet.
Honestly, miss like sitting down, writing down like a little blog post. That was a cute moment.
Yeah.
I want to get back to that.
And then, yeah, so another thing too, obviously it's gift guides with the holiday season. I feel like everybody is posting gift guides and gift ideas. Again, I love them. I love to consume them. I feel like I always click through and see what people are linking to just for content.
I love inspo gift
ideas for myself and just actual gift ideas in general. I love gift giving is like one of my love languages. I love gift giving. So I love to just scroll and look and like see what everyone is posting because I'm like, you get really good ideas there. But I've seen like in terms of gift guides, I feel like I've seen it in posts. People do it in reels where they talk like kind of green screen and they walk you through. Mm-hmm. And then obviously on LTK too, just either creating the gift guides on LTK or even ShopMy or creating the post, all of it. Like I feel like there's just so many options and ways to do things these days. It's kind of a lot, but at least it gives you the flexibility to do what best suits you, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I feel like I'm probably just going to be going the LTK route because I think they have like a gift guide option there too. But I feel like I'm just locking in and focusing on really growing that for like my links and where like all my links live, just because I feel like it's the most, I know I can be the most consistent on there. And I also feel like it's just such a great tool to show brands that you can sell a product. Like out of all, there's so many different like linking platforms, but I feel like if you stick to one, like I know ShopMy is really popping off right now too, but I think my strategy is just like sticking to LTK because showing your monthly stats and how you can sell a product like really speaks volumes to brands, even more so than like your engagement sometimes, because sometimes they're really just looking for an ROI and they just want to be working with girls that know they're audience is engaged, they have a strong LTK following, or they just know they can drive an audience to their LTK, or not even LTK, like they can just drive an audience to their like shop link in the stories because they can see that their audience buys from them. So I feel like that could be a good option. Even if you make a gift guide outside of LTK, just throwing it in there, I think is a good idea.
Yeah, I'm so curious how creators are deciding these days between ShopMy and LTK, because I feel like they're both investing into creators in different ways. Like obviously LTK, you can get collaborations and work with brands there. I think you can on ShopMy too, but ShopMy you have to, I recently started one just to kind of see what it is and like try to decide, but I feel like I'm kind of in the same boat where I'm committed to LTK because I've already put so much into it. And I do like the user experience. I like all the different areas of it, how you can organize and categorize things. But I've seen a lot of creators starting to post ShopMy links, and they used to post LTK links. So I'm like, I wonder what made you switch.
Yeah, like I wonder why. Like what, I wonder if the commission structure is better. I'm not really sure. I haven't looked into it.
Yeah, maybe that's
Or I wonder if they're like paying creators. I don't know.
To switch. So,
but I know there's some brands on only ShopMy and some brands only on LTK. So like maybe that's a deciding factor too.
Yeah. Well, then for me, it's like, okay, if you're not on LTK, then I'm going to look on ShopMy. And then if you are on ShopMy, I'll just link from there.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, I feel like I have put a lot of effort into LTK. So it's like, that's where I want my energy to go since I like how it's used. But then I don't know. It's definitely interesting. Would love to know how the girlies are deciding on that. But
yeah.
Yeah. And then lastly, just with Reels being savable content, Reels we obviously know is just a great way to grow on Instagram these days. And you can just share so much with the videos. I feel like more kind of talking videos are popping up, like TikTok vibes are popping up on Reels now, and they do decently well. So I feel like people are interested in that. They are engaging in that. So again, you can share your gift guides, your wish lists, hauls, gift ideas, like all those different things. Honestly, I think like it's really smart to be repurposing your TikTok content onto Reels and your Reels content onto TikTok, because it's like there's such large audiences on both. It doesn't hurt to post them on both, in my opinion, at least. Might as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So might as well get the most use out of content because you're putting in so much work anyway. It doesn't hurt. And then you can just like change it up a little. Like you can change the music, you can put text on the screen on one and then change the text on the screen on the other, or even just maybe tweak the edit slightly, or voice over one, and I don't know, you can change it a little if you want, but I feel like it's definitely worth posting on as many platforms as you can, basically. So
I always just change the text. I feel like to be a little more like, if I can think of something more wittier, or like, I don't know, like I feel like TikTok sometimes can have a different voice. So
Yeah. Love that. Okay. And then next, just in terms of content or ad strategy, collaborations, all those things coming up, I feel like it's just a good time to remember to support your friends with their ads. Like we all know brands can be so particular and specific this time of year. And it's like, you know, you appreciate the support. So it's like, if you are scrolling, you might as well engage and give support back. It's like, we all know we hate putting certain text on the screen or having to do the paid partnership or do the royalty-free music, but it's just like some brands are so strict, whereas like some brands aren't. So it's like, let's just all support each other.
Yes, clap for your friends, be a green flag, going back to our green flag and red flag. Just, you know, you want to treat others how you want to be treated and put out what you want to receive back. I feel like brands randomly are so strict this time of year. Like, I feel like I just had one where they picked the cover photo for me for like a post. And I'm like,
you're like, okay.
Like, like I just, like for my photos, like they just picked which one they wanted first.
Wow.
And I was like, I would love to put a different one first, but I guess, like, okay. I just feel like this time of year, brands are always so particular.
Yeah.
So just, if you see someone with, like, a cheesy caption or a cheesy post, like, just throw them a literally, like, throw them a share. Throw them a, oh my God, I love this brand. Like, you slayed
and
this.
And then, like, tag the brand, too. Like, I feel like I really, really try if I see someone doing an ad to comment something about the ad, because sometimes I feel like you can tell when someone's not actually paying attention to the content that you post.
Yeah, totally.
But so when someone does, I feel like that is really sweet and it really means a lot. So it's like, say if someone's doing, you know, whatever, an Abercrombie ad, you can comment, oh my God, I love, and then tag Abercrombie. I love Abercrombie jeans. Like, these are my favorite. Like, you look so cute. Like, just like something related to the actual sponsored content. I feel like that person will just be so, so grateful. And then obviously when you have ads coming up too, it'll be a mutual support. And then that way you don't have to, you know, post on your close friend stories and be like, hey, can everyone go like this? It's like, if we're all just mutually out there supporting and hyping each other up, then I feel like that would be ideal. That would be like the ideal scenario. So
yes, like normalize that ad, this time of year, but also always.
Yeah, for sure. If you see an ad, show some love. Like, you were gonna engage on the content anyway. I don't know. I feel like people sometimes get weird around ads. So it's just like, yes, just remember to be supportive and put out the energy that you want back into your ads. So
Exactly.
But yeah, I think too, thinking outside the box and just getting creative, because there are a lot of ads during this time of the year. So I feel like trying to add a little touch or spin on something with your personal creativity is a good idea, or just switching things up, especially with holidays. I feel like there are more, I guess, props to play with when it comes to holiday
themes. Yeah, I was going to say, like, I always try to think more about the props and like what the overall vibe of like my room or like wherever like you're shooting is.
So like, think outside of like your outfit or the product. Like, what does your background look like? What is the lighting? Like, those kind of things can help make something more create interesting. A vibe.
Even like changing your angles. Sometimes I feel like I'll save a video for the angle they used. So like that sort of like think outside the box. Mm-hmm.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love that. And I feel like too, maybe you're like, oh, I can't film at home. I don't have an aesthetic space. Like I don't like my kitchen. I don't like my lighting. Like I live in a small apartment. So many different things at play. I feel like you can always rent spaces for campaigns too, especially if you don't have space at home, because there are so many options. Like you can look at Airbnbs is a good option. I feel like
And you can split it with some girls, and then it won't be as expensive.
Make a cute little trip out of it, like a content trip, and then you can batch a lot of content while you're there, so then you can kind of get ads done, content done, and be set for the season. And then I feel like if you live in a city, there's probably studios. I don't know if there's studios everywhere, but definitely major cities.
Yeah. We used to always look on Peerspace. I feel like people don't use, I don't know. I think it's definitely still there. And you can even rent like a kitchen, honestly. So if you ever needed something like that, check on Peerspace, because you can rent out little
You can do like bedrooms, and everyone can like do it. Living room situations. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like there's kind of everything on there.
There really is. I was renting a like a Peerspace studio bedroom when I just couldn't deal with, I did not like anything about mine, and I was like redoing it or redoing a space in my house where I did like it. So I was renting that out, and that went really well, honestly, because it's just always clean. So and it's a write-off. So you can have that as a business expense.
Yeah. And then another one too is like even hotels. If you have a cute hotel in your area, maybe get a hotel for the night, do a date night with your significant other, or again, split it with a girlfriend, get a couple of people to go in on it. That way you can use the hotel property. So if they have a restaurant, you could use it. If it's like aesthetic and using the room, like the windows, the bed, the bathrooms, the elevators, like you can get really creative in a small space like that and really kind of batch content. Like we did a hotel shoot, I think it was for my birthday a couple years ago, and I feel like I still repurpose that content. Like that was just such good holiday content.
Yeah,
like we need to do that again, because
I know honestly we should
down. Let's do that. We should do that. It's so cute. And then like when you're in the hotel, it's so nice, and then you can just run back to your room, change. You don't have to like lug things around, and then you like. And then you don't feel weird shooting in a hotel if you're not staying there and like you're scared you're going to get kicked out. Yeah. Like it just, I don't know, it just makes
it. Yes, like book your local aesthetic hotel. Yeah. There are so many cute content.
And you can go on like an off, like not, like you can go during the week when it's not as busy and not as expensive. Mm-hmm. Like you don't have to go on a weekend. And like, yeah, you can just make it a night thing and then just really use the property. And then when you're done, you literally just spend the night at the hotel. You don't even have to drive home. You're like already there. So
honestly, so nice.
So yeah, definitely lots of ideas for campaign spaces. If you're wanting to get a little more creative, or you don't like your space, or you just want to switch things up a little bit, I feel like that's always a good idea. And then with pitching, I just feel like some people might think it's like, oh, it's too late, it's already December. But I feel like there are some brands running last minute campaigns or last minute openings. It never hurts to reach out and just kind of see what's out there. I feel like there's always a lot going on.
Yeah, we did like a whole episode on holiday pitching if you guys want more in depth. But yeah, it's definitely not too late. I feel like some brands, you just like never know. Some brands, I feel like, book out months in advance. Some brands are like, can you get this content to me in 2 days from now? Like they're booking you for like 2 days from when they emailed you. So you really never know. It's always worth to reach out. Mm-hmm. That's why we always have our little saved reach out to folders, so we can reference that and go back to that.
And my favorite mantra, you don't get what you don't ask for. Yes. So I feel like this is a great time to apply that to the holiday season, especially if you see someone posting a campaign. You don't know how many like waves that brand is doing. Maybe they have three different waves of that campaign going, or three different categories of it. And obviously the first one went live, but you could get in on the third one. Like, you never know what they have, or maybe like a brand has last minute budget that they need to spend before the end of the year. So they're creating a campaign, you reach out and your name is top of mind. So if you see something, definitely reach out. And then also going back through your previous collaboration lists and reaching out to those brands to see if they have any holiday opportunities going on, or even just, I know in our pitching episode we talk about this, but sending an actual idea or a pitch deck or something, because even if they don't go along with it, which they might, it still shows that you really want to work with them. And they might be like, oh, well, you know, we love your idea, but we actually have this campaign focused around this and we'd love to add you to it. And you're like, okay, great. Love that. So I feel like that's another really good thing to do. But yeah, just going that extra mile, sending the mood boards or the ideas, I think that really shows brands that you are like interested. And because obviously you have so many brands you can work with, they have so many creators they can work with. It's finding the best fits in both of that. So it's like, if you show a brand like, hey, like, I really love your brand, here's some organic posts that I did tagging you guys, here's some stories I shared with link clicks, here's my LTK sales. Like, I feel like if you put that pitch deck together for a brand, they are going to be like, okay, yeah, sure. Like, we'd love to work with you. Like, love your content. So I feel like even though it is December, there are still opportunities out there. So if you're feeling down or feeling like maybe you don't have a ton of campaigns lined up, you can definitely, definitely still be pitching if that's what you want to be doing. But you could also kind of take the month slow and just enjoy the holiday season and recoup and refresh before the new year as well too. So it's like, even if you see a lot of people doing a ton of campaigns, if you don't want to be doing that, you don't have to. Like, you can decide your vibe and how much you want to work versus how much you don't. So just remember that too, because I feel like sometimes there's this pressure in the holiday season where it's like, oh my gosh, totally, it's the busiest time of year, I need to like have all these campaigns lined up, I need to be booked and busy, I need to be pitching X amount of brands per day. And we put a lot of pressure on ourselves as creators. So I just think it's a good reminder to what's meant to be will happen, and maybe not all the doors are opening that you want, but that's just getting you ready for the next door that's yours. So, and maybe it's a time you need to slow down and take a breather and like relax and recoup and get re-inspired before the year ends.
Amen, sister.
So
yeah, love that. And also just so important to not compare yourself during this time of year, because I feel like it's so hard to not do that. But eyes in your own lane, like, put your blinders on. It's easy to compare yourself, but you are more than that. And everyone is just like, I don't know, these brands. And also Marguerite in our last episode or when she was on, she said like, some brands, like, you just like never know, they could have like such a specific budget and it will only go to five creators, and that has nothing to do with you. Like, just remember
there are so many factors going into play. So if you haven't listened to that episode yet, definitely give that one a listen, because I feel like it just gives so much explanation on the brand side of things and maybe why you're not getting a campaign. And it just, I don't know, I feel like the clarification just helps with the closure aspect, if that makes sense, of like not getting a campaign. Just knowing the reasons and understanding how brands are making decisions, I feel like just really helps. So yeah, that was a really good episode diving into that. So if you are curious about that. And then lastly, I think it's just, again, an important thing to do towards the end of the year is maybe sending some thank yous to your favorite brand contacts. Again, for me, I'm really wanting to focus on like gratitude and giving, especially next year too. So it's just, obviously it's not necessary, but it's definitely just a good way to maintain your current relationships. Just like any sales or business, you know, jobs, they will sometimes gift their clients, take them out to dinner, whatever. You could write a thank you email, you could mail a thank you card, you could send a gift card, if you have their phone number and you text them, like you could send Apple Cash and just be like, hey, I know it's busy season for you. Like, yeah. Here's $10, coffee's on me today. Just like grateful for your partnership. Like just something small like that. Doesn't have to be like anything crazy. If you want to send a little gift, you can do that too. I'm sure it's appreciated. But I just think in general, sending thank yous and personalizing them, not just like a generic thank you, but like actually taking the time to personalize thank you goes a really long way. So I feel like we both mm-hmm. try to do that at the end of the year yeah. with brands that we've, you know, worked with multiple times or maybe had a long contract with, or just favorite brands in general, or PR contacts that we've had relationships with for a while. So mm-hmm. I feel like you can always get creative with that too. But I feel like just a little thank you will go such a long way. And I feel like brand reps will definitely appreciate that. So
yeah, that really cultivates a relationship and you will probably be top of mind. But also it's just like good to do in this industry. Like yeah. just like any karma. Other one. Good karma, genuine vibes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Agree. So that's pretty much for the episode this week. So hopefully that helps inspire or just helps you guys with your current strategy. Yeah,
give you some ideas.
Mm-hmm. How to finish out the year strong with holiday content and just kind of things we're focusing on or things that we're doing for the rest of the year and holiday strategy as well. So yeah, that is a wrap on this episode, but our small business of the week this week is Swirl Boutique. It's a local boutique in San Diego, but you could also just show love and support to any of your local boutiques, especially with Black Friday, Cyber Monday, all the holiday sales. Like just remembering when you shop a small business, it truly just makes the biggest difference in their life. And like, I feel like I try to shop my favorite little small businesses during the holidays to support. Like, I feel like they always carry really cute gifts, or you could get someone a gift card, or just even shopping for yourself if you're looking for a holiday outfit, maybe go the small boutique route. Yeah, definitely so many ways to support your small business, even if that's just following them on Instagram, liking their photos, engaging with them. Obviously, that's all free. Just showing up and to support them, I feel like we have a really good relationship with Swirl Boutique and we just love working with them, going to their events and just all the things that they do all year. So I feel like it's a fun, easy way to give back during the holiday season. So yeah, shop your local boutiques and support small businesses in your area during the holiday season. I feel like it just makes their day. So yeah, and I feel like that's pretty much it for this episode. Anything else you want to add?
No, I think that's it.
Amazing.
I feel like that was some good info.
Hopefully you guys have an amazing week this week. And yeah, we're going to New York. We're so excited. So stay tuned for that content. Yeah, and we will see you guys in our next episode. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.